Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Possibility, because I have to use both a stovetop and an oven.
Oh, boy.
So there is a high burn factor that could take place about 9:35 this morning.
Ratings will be very high today. maybe we'll talk to you tomorrow if you make it through, Dean.
Maybe from the emergency room.
Have a good day.
But that old DJ is worth listening to.
Thank you.
21 degrees at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Steve Brutanich. Chicago Public Schools go full remote with the threat of a teacher strike looming.
One streak continues, another ends for the Blackhawks.
In business, the opening bell is ringing right now on Wall Street. We expect the Dow to open down more than 300 points. Now an update on WGN traffic with Vicki Kukuzian.
Good morning. In Brighton Park, we still have 35th Street closed in both directions between California and South Washtenaw due to a crash. If you're traveling on Eisenhower, on the brakes from Central to Pulaski, all because of an earlier crash. And Kennedy has heavy delays from Addison into the Circle, about 32 minutes in from O'Hare. I'm Vicki Kukuzian, WGN Traffic Central.
Chicago Public Schools are back in full remote learning today as CPS continues bargaining with teachers over safely returning to in-person school. Teachers are concerned about COVID-19. The union has told members to stay home and work remotely. As a result, CPS has shifted back to all remote mode. Mayor Lightfoot says the union's wrong to criticize the district's plan to return to in-person learning and says it is being done as safely as possible.
And when we talk about safe, we mean rooted in the data and the science of this disease that ensures the safety and protection of our students, our teachers, our school staff, and the entire CPS community.
The Chicago Teachers Union is calling for a mediator to help broker an agreement on resuming in-person learning safely. January has been the deadliest month so far for the coronavirus pandemic. Numbers out of Johns Hopkins University show roughly 77,700 deaths have been reported in the U.S. so far this month. That surpasses the previous record in December. The total death toll so far in the U.S. is over 424,000. The federal government will purchase an additional 200 million doses of the coronavirus vaccine.
This is enough vaccine to fully vaccinate 300 Americans by end of the summer, the beginning of the fall.
President Biden also says distribution of vaccines to states will be significantly ramped up. He calls the nationwide vaccination program a difficult operational challenge and says the program was in worse shape than his team expected when they took over. He says he's not only concerned with getting Americans vaccinated, but beating the coronavirus altogether. The numbers from Illinois show more progress in the fight against COVID-19. Yesterday, the state reported a little bit more than 3,600 new and probable cases. 87 more people died. The case positivity rate declined to 4.6%. There have been at least three more carjackings in Chicago overnight. More on that from WGN's Eric Rung.
So far this year, and keep in mind, we are not even a whole month into the new year, Chicago police reported close to 200 carjackings. The three from overnight happened in different parts of the city. No one was injured in those. A 73-year-old man, however, was punched repeatedly around 2 yesterday morning when he was pulled from his car by several suspects in Calumet Heights. Police have assigned a new task force to investigate carjackings, including 40 officers and 4 supervisors. Police are also releasing video of several recent carjackings. Now, so far, Chicago police say they have arrested about 100 people that have been involved in carjackings. Police really want stiffer penalties for those involved.
16th Ward Alderman Stephanie Coleman, meanwhile, supporting a Safe at the Pumps program. It would provide private security at 60 gas stations between 6 and 8 p.m. for the next day, the goal to help seniors and others feel safe while getting gas. NASA astronauts Mike Hopkins and Victor Glover are setting their spacesuits to battery power and venturing outside the International Space Station.
I'm going to release that loop, pull it a little tighter, and then I'll put it back in. This is a wire tie that's just on the bundles.
It's the first of two spacewalks to be performed less than a week apart in an effort to conduct upgrades and maintain the space station. Hopkins has ties to Peoria and went to the University of Illinois. And now with WGN Sports, here's Dave Ennett.
WGN Sports, sponsored by PointsBet. The Blackhawks' first winning streak of the season ends at two games. The Nashville Predators scored the last two goals, including the game winner in overtime to beat the Hawks 3-2. But the Blackhawks extended their streak with a power play goal to seven games. It's the second longest streak to start a season in franchise history and the longest since 1991. Hawks and Preds again tonight, 6 o'clock here on WGN. The Blackhawks are without Alex DeBrincat and Adam Boqvist 2 weeks at least after they went on the COVID-19 protocol list this week. Some upsets last night in college hoops. Oklahoma upended number 5 Texas 80-79. Longhorns without Coach Shaka Smart, who has COVID, and 3 players. Auburn upset number 12 Missouri, and Dayton beat number 22 St. Louis, which had not played since before Christmas because of COVID-19. Tennessee has named Josh Heupel its new football coach. The former Oklahoma quarterback had been head coach at UCF the past 3 years. And baseball catcher JT Realmuto, a 5-year, $115 million deal with the Phillies. The head of the International Olympic Committee will hold a news conference this morning. The IOC Executive Board is meeting amid uncertainty over the rescheduled Tokyo Olympics, and IOC President Thomas Bach will speak afterwards. And the NBA is mourning the loss of widely respected writer and broadcaster Sekou Smith, who died Tuesday from COVID at the age of 48. Dave Ennett, WGN Sports.
Now the forecast from the Permaseal Weather Center. It's going to be mostly cloudy today. Flurries are possible, but more significant lake effect snow likely for Cook County this morning into this afternoon. Those heavy bands may also switch into DuPage and Will counties, and then finally into northwest Indiana tonight into tomorrow. Maybe 1 to 3 inches of snowfall likely from that lake effect system, perhaps even 4 inches in some places. Mostly clear tonight, a low of 9, and then tomorrow mostly sunny with a high near 24. 21 now at O'Hare, 24 at Midway, 27 at the lakefront, 17 in Morris. The wind chill at O'Hare this morning is 9. Your money on WGN. The opening bell rang just about 5 minutes ago, and stocks are moving lower, sharply lower this morning in the first few minutes of trading. The Dow is down nearly 425 points at 30,510, off nearly 1.5%. The S&P is down 62 at 3786, also more than 1.5%. And the NASDAQ is down 270 points at 13,360. NASDAQ index off nearly 2%. It's a big day for tech stocks earnings. Apple among the big companies reporting earnings today. Chicago-based Boeing reported earnings earlier this morning, and shares of that company falling in early trading. The company reported a net loss of $11.9 billion last year. Goya's board of directors has voted to censure the CEO of that company following his continued public comments supporting former President Trump and claims of voter fraud. According to CNN, the CEO, Robert Unau, will no longer be allowed to comment publicly without the board's prior approval. I'm Steve Grzanich on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Sports bettors, are you ready? Download the PointsBet app now and use code WGN to get 2 risk-free bets up to $2,000. When you bet with PointsBet, the proud partner of the Chicago Bears, you get better bets, faster withdrawals, and faster rewards at your fingertips. All on an easy-to-use app rated number 1 on Trustpilot. See for yourself why bettors are calling SportsBet innovative, lightning quick, and the reason they've ditched the other books. Plus, the PointsBet Sportsbook is now open at their Crestwood and Hawthorne Racecourse locations. Each convenient location offers safe and easy options for you to deposit money and make cash bets on all your favorite sporting events, plus free parking, multiple TVs, and betting stations. But what if you're not able to stay and watch the games? That's okay. You can stop in, place your bets, and go in minutes. Download the app now to experience Illinois' premium sportsbook for yourself and sign up with code WGN to get 2 risk-free bets up to $2,000. So, are you ready? If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER for crisis counseling and referral services.
Permaseal is celebrating its 42nd anniversary by giving savings to you. Until the end of January, receive 10% off up to $500 on all our waterproofing and structural services. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
News Nation has the stories.
The mission of our storytelling is to bring you balance, not bias.
Impacting you.
Our issues affect an entire society.
Your community.
Been out of work, can't find work. I don't even know these people. They're just offering help.
Your family.
I knew I had a brother somewhere.
I've been looking for you all my life.
News Nation is your news. Every hour in primetime. Every night at 8, 7 Central. Only on WGN America. Check your cable or satellite listings.
Bob Surratt.
I am the morning DJ at WGN.
Coming up on 8:40, earlier today, Dr. Eileen Marty, infectious disease specialist and professor at Florida International University, was busy advising the world on the pandemic, so she joins us now to talk about what's happening. Dr. Marty, how are you today?
I am trying to do a million things at once.
I bet you are.
That's just fine.
We appreciate the time here this morning, and we're finally getting a little closer to getting back to normal. I noticed even Sanjay Gupta got a haircut yesterday. But here in Illinois, bars and restaurants across the north and west suburbs have been allowed to reopen for indoor service, and our infection rates here are continuing to decline. But we keep hearing about these mutant strains. Is that going to derail us here? Is it a race against time?
Yeah, actually, Bob, it is a race against time. But remember, we can buy time by our behavior, right? So as you open up these restaurants, make sure that they are very well ventilated and that there is a limited number of people in those indoor spaces that could potentially set off some kind of a super spreader event. So there's a lot to take into consideration. Some of these new variants that we're talking about are not only more contagious, but potentially more dangerous. And as we speak, companies like Moderna and Pfizer are now developing variations to the messenger RNA code of their vaccines to capture what's going on with at least the South African variant that to which there's less of an immune protection from the current vaccines.
Do you think that the dominant strain here is going to eventually be the UK strain? What does that mean for us?
So we don't know. It certainly has that potential because there are both scientific and hard science. It's all science. Hard science in terms of molecular science data indicating why it's more contagious, and there's epidemiologic science showing that it spreads more easily. So in terms of the hard science, we know that both the UK variant and the South African variant, and we're studying some of the other variants, but these two for sure have modifications to their spike that facilitates a really tight binding with the receptor of the human, and there's a change in electrical charge and a change that allows the cutting that you need of specific parts of these receptors and spike protein so that the virus gets into the cell a lot easier. So potentially that means that you've got more virus per cell, which means you can grow more virus. You can also therefore share more virus. And certainly the epidemiology is matching that. So that's where we are.
So for people fortunate enough to get vaccinated here in the next few weeks, or if people have already had the two shots, how concerned should they be about these variants?
Well, so the data right now for the UK and the South African variant is that you are still getting protection from both the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine, just not quite at the same level as you are for the original variants, but you're still definitely much better off having had the vaccine, the two doses and the time, than if you had not had the vaccine.
We all heard about the president's plan, and I know you're familiar with it. What do you think? It still sounds like we've got a long way to go, and it's going to be late summer before most of us get the vaccinations, right?
It's an uphill climb, but I'm very encouraged. I think President Biden is doing all the appropriate things that the federal government has the tools to do, because he's very sincere in wanting to follow the science and in wanting to have our population better protected. So, you know, the state governments need to do their part, and the local communities need to do their part, and each one of us as individuals has to do their part so that we can really bring this thing under control in our country. And remember that when you say it's a race against time, it is, because every single time that this virus gets transmitted is another opportunity for it to mutate, and each of those mutations can form into a set of mutations that constitutes a potentially more dangerous, a potentially more contagious variant. And so that's really the fundamental reason why we have to break the chains of transmission.
It sounds like you're expecting more mutations, more variants this year than we're seeing now.
That's correct. I am expecting more if people allow the virus to spread. It's just a fundamental fact of the way RNA viruses work, viruses in general. And even though this virus, as you and I have spoken about many times, does have the capability to proofread, unlike most RNA viruses, that even that proofreading is imperfect, and it also has the capability of recombining, so that if you're carrying one shade, if you will, of the SARS-2 virus, and I'm carrying another one, mixing those together is an easier way to form a new variant. And so it really is incredibly important that we do everything we can to break the chain of transmission. And I think people have to understand that, you know, many, many diseases in history have entered into, spilled over into the human population. And back when we didn't have the wherewithal that we do now to control it, it would kill off a very large percentage of people, depending on which particular pathogen you're talking about. And then eventually it would become a childhood disease, because that would be the population that hadn't been exposed. And that eventually will be the natural history of this disease. But what we need to understand is that we want not to kill off such large percentages of our population to have that effect. Instead, what we're wanting to do is to have our people who are older, you know, not children, be able to have immunity to it as if they had gone through it at a younger age, so that we get to that huge population of resistance that we need, so that we can just manage this as a lesser disease.
We're going to take a short break here, and then we'll play the question I asked Dr. Fauci yesterday, that Dr. Marty was kind enough to send to us. And I must confess that those questions you sent, I had trouble understanding most of them, Dr. Marty, but there was one that worked out for us. I'll let you hear that in a second here. 8:48 almost now. A weather, traffic, and sports capsule here for you, Steve.
We're still watching radar this morning, waiting for that lake effect snow to set up, and it appears to be starting now just to the north of downtown Chicago. The lake effect snow could bring 1 to 3 inches of snowfall today, mainly through Cook County, but could drift into DuPage and Will counties as we move through the morning and afternoon. 27 for a high today, a low of 9 tonight, back up to 24 tomorrow. Right now in Chicago, 21.
There will be an induction ceremony at the Baseball Hall of Fame this summer. Just no class of 2021. No one got the required 75% of the vote to gain election. Pitcher Curt Schilling came the closest in his 9th time on the ballot, but he fell 4% short and asked to be removed from the ballot for his final year of eligibility.
We still have some heavy delays on the inbound Eisenhower from Mannheim to Ridgeland and then again from Racine into the Circle. About 38 minutes in from 390. If you're on the Kennedy, stop and go from Kimball to the Bird. That's about a half an hour in from O'Hare. Dan Ryan has delays from the Stevenson into the Circle. I-65 in northwest Indiana heading northbound approaching Ridge Road. There was an earlier crash still causing some delays. I'm Vicki Kukuzian, WGN Traffic Central.
The John Williams Show.
From immigration to the economy to the vaccine, the new president's signing new executive orders every day. So which ones matter and how do they affect you? John Williams, starting at 9.
On WGN.
Now that you have a new health plan, you should plan to use it. Take the first step to understand your ACA marketplace coverage by visiting getcoveredillinois.gov. Here, you'll find helpful tips to know what services are available and how to use your coverage, like free preventive care services, including immunizations, screenings, pregnancy, and newborn care, and more. Using your health care coverage, that's the plan. Find more help at getcoveredillinois.gov. Your health coverage starts here.
The name's Huth, Ben Huth.
Why are you talking like a secret agent?
I'm inspired by the Wollersheim bedroom collection at Mustard, Penny Mustard.
You're referring to the Wollersheim secret compartments.
The Wollersheim looks like many of the sophisticated post bedrooms at Penny Mustard.
But below the surface, you'll find all kinds of secret hiding spots.
Perfect for keeping jewelry and other valuables out of sight.
And sleeping in the Wollersheim is double O heaven.
The Wollersheim bedroom, starting at just $53.76 at Penny Mustard.
Six locations throughout Chicagoland.
PennyMustard.com.
IV Solution and Ketamine Centers of Chicago use ketamine to treat depression, PTSD, anxiety, and chronic pain. They're the first and only ketamine clinic in Illinois to be officially partnered with the Department of Veterans Affairs. IV Solution and Ketamine Centers of Chicago now provide fully covered ketamine treatments to military veteran heroes suffering from debilitating depression and PTSD. According to military.com, over 14% of 20 million veterans suffer from depression and PTSD. That's 2.8 million veterans who need help. Ketamine is safe, highly effective, and can quickly relieve depression, PTSD symptoms, and chronic pain. It's been called the greatest advancement in mental health in more than 50 years. If you're a military veteran and feel ketamine could help you, call them today to learn more. 844-9-IV-MEDS. That's 844-948-6337. Or go to ketamineandveterans.com. That's K-E-T-A-M-I-N-E and veterans.com. It's 8:51, talking with Dr. Eileen Marty, infectious disease specialist and professor at Florida International University. I asked Dr. Fauci one of the questions you suggested, Dr. Marty. You want to hear how it went?
Sure.
All right, here you go. Listen up. Can I ask you a question Dr. Eileen Marty gave me so I'd sound smarter about all this?
Yeah.
If and when we verify that it's safe to vaccinate children younger than 16, will immunity last as long, longer, or less time than it will for adults?
You know, we don't know that, to be honest with you. It depends on how young the child is, because infants and people who are 1, 2, 3 years old have a developing immune system, whereas a child that is 15 or 16 is really much different. So to be honest with you, we don't know. We do hope that the durability of immunity from a vaccine would be sustained over a period of a few years. But, you know, you don't know that until you do it and you follow people.
There you go. Dr. Fauci certainly has a great manner and a straightforward approach, doesn't he, Dr. Marty?
Absolutely. And I give him an A-plus for that, because that was a really hard question, which I all the questions I sent you, Bob, were the hardest ones I could think of.
Yeah, believe me, I noticed that.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. They were difficult, but that was one I could almost understand, so I went with that one. And talking about kids, there's a big story in the Tribune today about pregnant women, and they are curious about whether they should get the vaccine or not. What do we know about this now?
So there's been a tremendous amount of discussion among physicians in general about women, pregnant women specifically, and getting the vaccine. So what do we know, hard facts? Hard facts are that during the trial for Pfizer and for Moderna, all the women in the trial were asked if they were pregnant. Please don't be pregnant. Please take, you know, do
birth control of whatever kind so you don't get pregnant. Nonetheless, people did get pregnant, okay, during the trial. So there were in the order of somewhere between 27 and 30 women roughly that did get pregnant during the trial. And we're still following those women because obviously the trial ended before they delivered their babies. And so right now we've seen absolutely no problem in any of the women who were pregnant and took the vaccine. So the other consideration is, what is the risk of getting COVID if you're pregnant? And that, of course, is bad news. There's a much higher risk for a bad outcome for the woman and for her child if she is pregnant during and has COVID at the same time. So you always in medicine look at that risk-benefit ratio. And we think about the science, the hard science of how this virus works and how the vaccine works. And the overwhelming evidence is that if you are someone, say you're a frontline worker, you're a nurse or someone like that who's likely to be exposed and you're pregnant, we think that it's much better to give the vaccine to that woman than her risk from getting COVID-19.
Why can't we get a test that we could do at home? A cheap, fast self-test? Do you think someone will come up with that?
We're working on it. You know, it's a matter of sensitivity and specificity, right? So you want a test that's going to work appropriately, depending on the prevalence of the infection in your particular area, that's not going to give you a false sense of security, because you potentially have a false negative, right? Or a false fear that you have something that you don't have. So I think that's really a goal that we're looking forward to, is to be able to have something that's more reliable than the tests we have now. There are tests available for home, but really not with that level of certainty. And they're rather expensive at the moment relative to the value that they give you.
Dr. Eileen Marty, I appreciate you being part of our Coronachondriac Week here. And thanks for sending me all those questions. I'll keep studying. And the next time we talk to Dr. Fauci, I will use more of the research you sent me. You do know your stuff, I'll tell you that. And you know what? I said this earlier, researching Dr. Fauci's background for the interview, I mean, I was impressed with him. But now I'm even more impressed with him, because the work he's done on AIDS and other pandemics is unbelievable, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's tremendous. He's a great guy.
We'll talk to you next Wednesday morning, Dr. Marty. Have a good week.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
And we'll get to the news that is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom, and then John Williams. And by the way, let me mention this now. Before I forget, I'm looking at this list that John has on his show page at WGNRadio.com. This is very helpful. Where to sign up for the COVID-19 vaccination in Illinois. And there's a list here of all the areas and the pharmacies and the websites. So go to WGNRadio.com/John Williams and you'll see the list. Helpful sites for getting registered for the COVID-19 vaccine here in Illinois.
This HouseSmarts Minute is sponsored by Perfect Home Services Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
When you think of the holidays, most people think of turkeys, twinkling lights, and family, not clogged drains. But thousands of Americans will be calling plumbers this season. Think ahead and use an enzyme to pre-treat those pipes so that you don't end up with a clog. You can find it at your local hardware store. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this. When you need heating and air conditioning or plumbing services, call the trusted experts at Perfect Home Services at 630 Perfect. That's 630 Perfect. They've got thousands of five-star online reviews. I always recommend getting a furnace tune-up once per year, and right now, first-time tune-up clients can get a furnace tune-up for only $39, and repeat clients only $89. Call Perfect Home Services at 630 Perfect to schedule yours right now. That's 630 Perfect. 630 Perfect.
MegaPros proudly remains available for any help you need in or around your home. Yes, we can help in anything you might need. Even if it's just a question, your pros are here to help. It's Mega Pros Pleasure. You know you can depend on that.
Pigskin fans, the moment you've been waiting for all season is almost here, and DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55, is bringing back their golden ticket giveaway with up to $55 million in prizes up for grabs. All you do is enter DraftKings' free Super Bowl prediction challenge. Once you submit your picks, you'll get a free instant prize up to $25,000. If you have the most predictions correct, you could win the top prize of $1 million. DraftKings has paid out over $7 billion to its players since 2012, so they know a thing or two about big paydays. Download the DraftKings app now and use promo code WGN to enter the free $55 million Super Bowl prediction challenge. Everyone gets an instant prize up to $25,000 just for playing. So use promo code WGN now and enter the free $55 million Super Bowl challenge. Only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner, Super Bowl 55. Terms, conditions, and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Thank you for listening today, and hopefully you'll be with us tomorrow morning. John's coming up after the news. Have a good day.